Hello, this is Jan Coleman with Beloved Bright and Morningstar Ministry. It is written in John 15:16-17, "You did not choose me. No, I chose you, and I commissioned you to go out and to bear fruit, fruit that will last. And then the Father will give you anything you ask Him in my name. What I command you is to love one another." I'm so glad you're here to listen to the public reading of God's Word. Today I want to read Praise to the God of the Universe. I want to read from the Psalms, Psalms 93 through 100, and go on over into a couple more Psalms. And let's praise the God of this universe, Jehovah God. Psalms 93, the majesty of God. Yahweh is king, robed in majesty. Yahweh is robed in power. He wears it like a belt. You have made the world firm, unshakable. Your throne has stood since then. You existed from the first, Yahweh. Yahweh, the rivers raise. The rivers raise their voices. The rivers raise their thunders. Greater than the voice of ocean transcending the waves of the sea. Yahweh reigns transcendent in the heights. Your decrees will never alter. Holiness will distinguish your house, Yahweh, forever and ever. Psalms 94 is about the justice of God. Yahweh, God of revenge, appear. Rise, judge of the world. Give the proud their deserts. Yahweh, how much longer are the wicked? How much longer are the wicked to triumph? Are these evil men to remain unsilenced, boasting and asserting themselves? Yahweh, they crush your people. They oppress your hereditary people, murdering and massacring widows, orphans, and guests. Yahweh sees nothing, they say. The God of Jacob takes no notice. You most stupid of men, you fools, think this over and learn some sense. Is the inventor of the ear unable to hear? The creator of the eye unable to see? The punisher of the pagans unable to punish? Yahweh, the teacher of mankind, knows exactly how men think, how their thoughts are a puff of wind. Yahweh, happy the man whom you instruct, the man whom you teach through your law. His mind is at peace, though times are bad, while a pit is being dug for the wicked. For Yahweh has not abandoned or deserted his hereditary people, for verdict will return to righteousness again, and in its wake all upright hearts. No one ever stood up for me against the wicked. Not a soul took a stand to save me from evil men. Without Yahweh's help, I should long ago have gone to the home of silence. I need only say, I am slipping. And your love, Yahweh, immediately supports me. And in the middle of all my troubles, you console me and make me happy. You never consent to that corrupt tribunal that imposes disorder as law, that takes the life of the virtuous and condemns the innocent to death. No, Yahweh is still my citadel. My God is a rock where I take shelter. He will pay them back for all their sins. He will silence their wickedness. Yahweh, our God, will silence them. Psalms 95 is a psalm for daily use. Come, let us praise Yahweh joyfully, acclaiming the rock of our safety. Let us come into His presence with thanksgiving, acclaiming Him with music. For Yahweh is a great God, a greater King than all other gods. From depths of earth to mountaintop, everything that comes under His rule. The sea belongs to Him, He made it. So does the land, He shaped this too. Come in, let us bow, prostrate ourselves, and kneel in front of Yahweh our Maker. For this is our God, and we are the people He pastures, the flock that He guides. If only you would listen to Him today. Do not harden your hearts as at Meribah, as you did that day at Massah in the wilderness when your ancestors challenged me, tested me, although they had seen what I could do. For 40 years that generation repelled me until I said, how unreliable these people who refuse to grasp my ways. And so in anger I swore that not one would reach the place of rest I had for them. Psalms 96, Yahweh, King and Judge. Sing Yahweh a new song. Sing to Yahweh all the earth. Sing to Yahweh, bless His name. Proclaim His salvation day after day. Tell of His glory among the nations. Tell His marvels to every people. Yahweh is great. Loud must be His praise. He is to be feared beyond all gods. Nothingness, all the gods of the nations. Yahweh Himself made the heavens. In His presence are splendor and majesty. In His sanctuary, power and beauty. Pay tribute to Yahweh, families of the peoples. Tribute to Yahweh of glory and power. Tribute to Yahweh of His name's due glory. Bring out the offering, bear it before Him. Worship Yahweh in His sacred court. Tremble before Him, all the earth. Say among the nations, Yahweh is King. Firm has He made the world, and unshakable. He will judge each nation with strict justice. Let the heavens be glad. Let earth rejoice. Let the sea thunder and all that it holds. Let the fields exult and all that is in them. Let all the woodland trees cry out for joy. At the presence of Yahweh, for He comes to judge the earth, to judge the world with justice and the nations with His truth. Psalms 97, the triumph of Yahweh. Yahweh is King, let earth rejoice. The many isles be glad. Cloud and darkness surround Him. Righteousness and justice support His throne. A fire precedes Him as He goes, devouring all enemies around Him. His lightning lights up the world. Earth observes and quakes. The mountains melt like wax at the coming of the Master of the world. The heavens proclaim His righteousness. All nations see His glory. Shame on those who worship images, who take pride in their idols. Bow down as He passes, all you gods. Zion hears and He rejoices. The daughters of Judah exult at the rulings you utter, Yahweh. For you are Yahweh, most high over the world, far transcending all other gods. Yahweh loves those who repudiate evil. He guards the souls of the devout, rescuing them from the clutches of the wicked. Light dawns for the virtuous and joy for upright hearts. Rejoice in Yahweh, you virtuous. Remember His holiness and praise Him. Psalms 98, the Judge of the World. Sing Yahweh a new song, for He has performed marvels for His own right hand. His holy arm gives Him the power to save. Yahweh has displayed His power, has revealed His righteousness to the nations, mindful of His love and faithfulness to the house of Israel. The most distant parts of the earth have seen the saving power of our God. Acclaim Yahweh, all the earth, burst into shouts of joy. Sing to Yahweh, sing to the music of harps, and to the sound of many instruments, to the sound of trumpet and horn. Acclaim Yahweh the King. Let the sea thunder and all that it holds, and the world with all who live in it. Let all the rivers clap their hands, and the mountains shout for joy. At the presence of Yahweh, for He comes to judge the earth, to judge the world with righteousness and the nations with strict justice. Psalms 99, God, righteous and holy King. Yahweh is King. The nations tremble. He is enthroned on the cherubs. Earthquakes. Yahweh is great in Zion. He is high over all nations. May they praise your great and terrible name. Holy is He and mighty. You are a king who loves justice, insisting on honesty, justice, virtue, as you have done for Jacob. Let us extol Yahweh our God and worship at his footstool. Holy is he. Moses, Aaron, one of his priests, and Samuel, his votary, all invoked Yahweh, and he answered them. He talked with them in the pillar of cloud. They obeyed his decrees, the law he gave them. Yahweh our God, you responded to them, a God of forgiveness for them in spite of punishing their sins. Extol Yahweh our God, worship at his holy mountain. Holy is Yahweh our God. Psalms 100, invitation to praise God. Acclaim Yahweh, all the earth. Serve Yahweh gladly. Come into his presence with songs of joy. Know that he, Yahweh, is God. He made us. We belong to him. We are his people, the flock that he pastures. Walk through his porticos giving thanks. Enter his courts praising him. Give thanks to him. Bless his name. Yes, Yahweh is good. His love is everlasting. His faithfulness endures from age to age. Psalms 103, God is love. Bless Yahweh, my soul. Bless his holy name, all that is in me. Bless Yahweh, my soul, and remember all his kindnesses. In forgiving all your offenses, in curing all your diseases, in redeeming your life from the pit, in crowning you with love and tenderness, in filling your years with prosperity, in renewing your youth like an eagle's. Yahweh, who does what is right, is always on the side of the oppressed. He revealed his intentions to Moses, his prowess to the sons of Israel. Yahweh is tender and compassionate, slow to anger, most loving. His indignation does not last forever. His resentment exists a short time only. He never treats us, never punishes us as our guilt and our sins deserve. No less than the height of heaven over earth is the greatness of his love for those who fear him. He takes our sins further away than the east is from the west. As tenderly as a father treats his children, so Yahweh treats those who fear him. He knows what we are made of. He remembers we are dust. Man lasts no longer than grass. No longer than a wild flower he lives. One gust of wind and he is gone, never to be seen there again. Yet Yahweh's love for those who fear him lasts from all eternity and forever, like his goodness to their children's children, as long as they keep his covenant and remember to obey his precepts. Yahweh has fixed his throne in the heavens. His empire is over all. Bless Yahweh, all his angels, heroes mighty to enforce his word, attentive to his word of command. Bless Yahweh, all his armies, servants to enforce his will. Bless Yahweh, all his creatures in every part of his empire. Bless Yahweh, my soul. Psalms 104, the glories of creation. Oh, bless Yahweh, my soul. Yahweh, my God, how great you are, clothed in majesty and glory, wrapped in a robe of light. You stretch the heavens out like a tent. You build your palace on the waters above, using the clouds as your chariot. You advance on the wings of the wind. You use the winds as messengers and fiery flames as servants. You fix the earth on its foundations, unshakable forever and ever. You wrapped it with the deep as with a robe, the waters overtopping the mountains. At your reproof, the waters took to flight. They fled at the sound of your thunder, cascading over the mountains into the valleys, down to the reservoir. You made it for them. You imposed the limits they must never cross again, or they would once more flood the land. You set springs gushing in ravines, running down between the mountains, supplying water for wild animals, attracting the thirsty wild donkeys. Near there, the birds of the air make their nest and sing among the branches. From your palace, you water the uplands. From the ground has had all that your heavens have to offer. You make fresh grass grow for cattle, and those plants made use of by man, for them to get food from the soil, wine to make them cheerful, oil to make them happy, and bread to make them strong. The trees of Yahweh get rain enough. Those cedars of Lebanon he planted. Here the little birds build their nest, and on the highest branches the stork has its home. For the wild goats there are the mountains, and the crags rock badgers hide. You made the moon to tell the seasons. The sun knows when to set. You bring darkness on, night falls. All the forest animals come out, savage lions roaring for their prey, claiming their food from God. The sun rises, they retire, going back to lie down in their lairs. And man goes out to work and to labor until dusk. Yahweh, what variety you have created, arranging everything so wisely. Earth is completely full of things you have made, among them vast expanse of ocean, teeming with countless creatures. Creatures large and small, with the ships going to and fro, and Leviathan, whom you made to amuse you. All creatures depend on you to feed them throughout the year. You provide the food they eat. With generous hand, you satisfy their hunger. You turn your face away, they suffer. You stop their breath, they die and revert to dust. You give them breath. Fresh life begins. You keep renewing the world. Glory forever to Yahweh. May Yahweh find joy in what he creates, at whose glance the earth trembles, at whose touch the mountains smoke. I mean to sing to Yahweh all my life. I mean to play for my God as long as I live. May these reflections of mine give him pleasure as much as Yahweh gives me. May sinners vanish from the earth and the wicked exist no more. Bless Yahweh, my soul. So today we have given praise through the Psalms to the God of this universe, God Almighty, the great God who created all that is. He is worthy of our praise. This is Jan Coleman with Beloved Bride and Morningstar Ministry. I hope you've enjoyed our public reading of the Word today. Peace to you. Shalom. In Jesus' name.